in Sahih al-Bukhari is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we're going to read, it is the most authentic book after, as many of the Salaf said, is the most authentic book after the Quran. And the Sunnah, or Sahih al-Bukhari, is a book that contains a great portion of the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no doubt, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until today, there's a great need for the encouragement to refer back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Because the different groups that go against the Sunnah, the different groups that reject the Sunnah, the different people within Islam, and they corrupt Islam from within by belittling the Sunnah and the people of the Sunnah. Here we have in the verse, in Surah An-Nur, the 64th verse, where Allah Ta'ala says, so let the people that go against His order be warned. And it's not something simple. Oh, it's only Sunnah. People are having that understanding. It's only Sunnah. It's not something important. Allah Ta'ala said, let the people be warned that if they will go against His orders, His commands, His teachings, that they will have a tragedy in their life, or they would have a severe torment or punishment. Imam Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his tafsir of the above ayat, of the above verse that we just mentioned, the aforementioned verse, I Amr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning Allah barakah is talking about the orders of the Prophet. But does it mean just that which he said you must do? No. Ibn Kathir said, wa huwa sabiluhu wa minhajuhu wa tariqatuhu wa sunnatuhu wa shari'atuhu. Ibn Kathir said, so this is the way of the Prophet. Yani, what is Allah barakah when Allah barakah says, let those who go against His command be warned. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only referring to the command of the Prophet? No. Ibn Kathir says, it is the way of the Prophet, it is the methodology of the Prophet, it is the character of the Prophet, it is the Sunnah of the Prophet, it is the legislation of the Prophet. Once again, Ibn Kathir said, it is the way of the Prophet, the methodology of the Prophet, it is the character of the Prophet, it is the Sunnah of the Prophet, and it is the legislation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he says, فَتُوزَنَ الْأَقْوَالُ وَالْأَعْمَالُ بِأَقْوَالِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ. So you weigh the statements and the actions with that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone that addresses you, anyone that informs you, you weigh their statements with that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَمَا وَافَقَ ذَلِكَ قُبِلْ. Whatever is in conformity to the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is accepted. وَمَا خَالَفَهُ فَهُوَ مَرْدُودٌ عَلَى قَائِلِهِ. And that which goes against the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rejected. وَفَاعِلِهِ كَائِنٌ مَنْ كَانَ. It is rejected upon the person that said it and the person that did it, whoever he may be. Whoever he may be. And that's something extremely important. Important for those who reject the Sunnah, and important for those who place the statement of men over the actions and the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Extremely important. Also, with regards to the obedience and following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this tremendous statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, the 65th verse. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبُّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُونَكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The statement of Allah. Allah Ta'ala swore by Himself. Allah Azza wa Jal swore by Himself, saying that they do not believe. The people do not believe until they make you a judge in that which they dispute in. And so they make you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a judge. And that is while he's alive, and that is referring back to his sunnah after his death. Until they make you a judge in that which they dispute in, does it end at that? No. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. And then they find no regret. They find no difficulty. They find no hesitance within themselves, and they submit wholeheartedly. wholeheartedly. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ibn Qayyim mentioned in I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, pertaining to that verse in Surah An-Nisa, the 65th verse, he said, أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِنَفْسِهِ عَلَى نَفْيِ الْإِيمَانِ عَنِ الْعِبَادِ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُ رَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي كُلِّ مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّقِيقِ وَالْجَلِيلِ. He said, Allah has sworn by Himself. Allah Azza wa Jal has sworn by Himself, negating faith from the servants until they make the Prophet a judge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a judge in everything that they dispute in. That which is clear and that which is unclear. وَلَمْ يَكْتَفِي فِي إِيمَانِهِمْ بِهَذَا التَّحْكِيمِ بمجرده حتى ينتفي عن صدورهم الحرج والضيق من قضائه وحكمه. And Allah did not suffice by mentioning that they have to make the Prophet a judge. Allah did not suffice by mentioning that they have to make the Prophet a judge. But they also have to remove any tightness and uneasiness because of the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَمْ يَكْتَفِي مِنْهُمْ عَيْضًا لِذَلِكَ. And Allah also did not suffice with that. حَتَّى يُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا وَيُنْقَادُ إِنْقِيَادًا. Allah also did not suffice with that. But they must submit wholeheartedly and they must follow and they must follow. This was the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala pertaining to that particular verse. And there are many, many more texts. And there are many more texts that can be mentioned with regards to the obedience and the obligation of following the sunnah of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let it be known that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that there would be generations to come that would belittle the sunnah, that would turn their backs on the sunnah, that would not show importance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of that. And that's today. You have individuals that only hold on to the Quran, so they say. And they're incorrect in their beliefs. They only stick to the Quran. The companions of the Prophet, they had faults. They were men. We are men. So you find some individuals only claiming to refer back to the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us of such actions. And the reason why we're mentioning these different texts before we go into Sahih Bukhari is to show you the importance of such a book. Is to show you the importance of such a book so that we can have a greater reverence for books such as Sahih Bukhari, books such as Sahih Muslim. Because there's no doubt today, if you enter or if you look into the lives of many of the Muslims across the world, you find that many of us are not reading the Quran, let alone the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are not focusing on the Quran, let alone the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are not submitting to the Quran, let alone the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are not memorizing the Quran, let alone the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, with that being the case, we mention this introduction so that people can realize the great importance, the tremendous importance of referring back to these books and obtaining these books and reading these books and preserving these books and teaching these books to others.